This is New England Public Radio News. So much live music is happening around Western Massachusetts this weekend. The BSO is at Tanglewood. Some big names will be at the Green River Festival in Greenfield. And the Manzi Family Band is playing Saturday night at the Majestic Theater in West Springfield. You may never have heard of them, but as New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports, for this group, playing music isn't necessarily about becoming famous.
It's a gorgeous summer afternoon in Longmeadow, and seven members of the Manzi family are practicing music in the basement. The instruments are tuned, their voices are ready. Among the millennial generation, there's one college student, one local musician, three are at the start of their careers in teaching and in business.
Went to a party Saturday night.
That's John Manzi of the Manzi Baby Boomer generation. By day, he works on finances for the Springfield Public Schools, and he and his slightly younger brother, Frank, led their kids into playing music pretty much by example. John and Frank grew up nearby in Springfield's Forest Park neighborhood, and around their childhood kitchen table, they learned this song from their parents, who came to Springfield from Italy in the 1950s.
I don't know the words.
I don't think I've ever heard just you two sing that. It's always like everyone screaming it. Like at family parties.
That's Laura Manzi, one of John's five kids. Frank has three. It doesn't stop there. This is a large, close Italian family. And how the Manzi family band came about, there's no single explanation. On a practical level, Angelo, who lives in Boston, says his dad, John, first taught him and his siblings the same songs, and Frank did the same with his kids.
So we have kind of a baseline of songs that we can choose from, made the family party jams a little bit more structured because everybody kind of knew everything.
John says it's really a blessing to sing with the kids.
Since they're all pretty good, it's great, you know, because we improvise a lot, and that's what I like. I don't know how Frank looks at it, you know.
Frank loves this. Everyone's here. But at one point, he didn't see this as the pinnacle of his musical life. Frank had bigger dreams. Back in seventh grade, he met a couple of buddies in school who also played guitar.
And they were my friends, and they're still my friends.
They met and practiced a lot all through high school, and after they graduated...
Then we were playing out and bought a truck, bought equipment, and then we were traveling up and down the Northeast playing music.
This is Frank's band, The Breakdown, playing in the 90s at Theodore's in Springfield. They were really big locally, nominated for a Boston Music Award, made an MTV video, got a contract with a big label.
We felt good about what we were doing.
Frank says they were about to start recording when a corporate merger put the project on hold and the Breakdown pretty much disbanded. Around the same time, Frank had met the woman he would marry, and they started having kids. And Frank worked his day job in construction. Now he teaches construction at Putnam High in Springfield. And all through this, he still managed to write music, play gigs, sometimes with big names. And he says, and she agrees, his non-musical wife, Susan, has been very supportive.
It wasn't easy.
A few years back, a local music writer said, in another era, maybe in another part of the country, Frank Manzi could have been a star by now. Frank says he has no regrets, but it's not that he can't imagine being a rock star. In 2017, he opened up for Pat Benatar, the queen of 80s rock, at the Calvin Theater in Northampton. And his kids are getting older.
Maybe one day I'll go on the road and play my music. You know, I've seen guys do it at my age, and I've been thinking about it.
But now he's got to practice for the weekend gig. The Manzi Family Band recorded an album a couple of years ago called Sunday Dinner. And that's what it feels like at Frank's home today, getting ready for a big Saturday night.
He starts drinking heavy, gets a big red nose, beats his old lady with a rubber hose, and then he takes her out to dinner, buys her new clothes. That's the way that the world goes round.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.
That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, next you're down, it's a half an inch of water, and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes.